Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let's all say amen again.
Amen.
Those of you who have your Bibles, turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Also, we want you to look at St. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. So let's read St. Luke chapter 11, verse 13 first. Then we'll go to Acts. Amen? St. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. You have to say amen.
Amen.
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Acts chapter 1. Verse 7 and 8. You have to say amen.
Amen.
And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father had put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And the church say amen.
Amen.
I want to talk to you on this thought, amen. We'll tag the two scriptures with this. The choice is yours. To be a witness for Jesus.
All right.
Look at your neighbors and neighbor.
Neighbor.
The choice is yours.
The choice is yours.
Amen.
Amen.
May be seated. The choice is yours to be a witness for Jesus. Amen. When we look at this text, in St. Luke chapter 11, we find that Jesus was talking to his disciples. And he said, now, if your son shall ask any of you of his father, would he for bread? Would he give him a stone? If he asked him fish, would he give him a serpent? If he shall ask an egg, would he give him a scorpion?
Well.
Now, if you then being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Amen. God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
All right.
He's better to us than we are ourselves. We have just celebrated one of the most festive holidays of the year. And some people don't even know why they were celebrating it.
Right.
Only thing that they really know is that was Easter and they get a day off from work. It's Easter, and we can dress up, spend all this money to get a new outfit for us and our children, to show up and show out on Easter Sunday. Well, if that's what Easter is all about to you, you'd have missed what Easter is really all about.
Yeah.
For Easter is about what God has done for us through his Son.
That's right.
Easter is revealing to us that the scriptures was fulfilled according to the Bible in regards of our Redeemer. He's not dead anymore. Mm-hmm. He's risen from the dead. But this is what we need to understand about Christ's resurrection. He made a promise. He made a promise that if he left here, he's going to send another comforter. Mm-hmm. Another comforter to walk beside us or indwell us. And oh, I thank God today that he's here.
Amen. Amen.
When we look at the scriptures, Jesus promised us he rose from the dead. He met with his disciples that we call apostles. And he promised them that they will receive power. And he promised power to all of us who believe him, who trust him as our Lord and Savior.
All right.
Because he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. But the choice is yours.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When we study the scripture, we find that God is not going to make you do anything that you don't want to do.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
When we look at these scriptures, this particular verse is more than an apostolic commission. You find this apostolic commission in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 and 20. He told them to go into all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always.
Amen.
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 Also in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 17, is seen in verse 16 the choice, a choice to be saved or charged to be damned. For Jesus Christ said, he that believeth on the Son shall have everlasting life.
Amen.
He that believeth not shall be what? Damned. The choice is ours. Amen. God is not going to make you to be saved. And he does not condemn nobody to hell. It's your choice. Are y'all listening? So there are some people you don't have to tell to go to hell because they're going anyhow.
Amen.
These people who talk about you, those people who say ugly things about you, cuss you out, People that come to church call themselves Christians. Been taught wrong by their parents. You know there's some toxic parents in this world. Teach their children, you know, you can get married, you can do anything you want to do when you get married, as long as you don't get caught. Are y'all listening?
Yeah,
you can have a side lover, you know, just don't get caught.
Side piece.
Oh, that's what you call it. Yeah. I know it's gonna get some help.
Whatever.
You can have a side piece as long as you're gonna get caught. As long as you just go to church and you do and you perform, you go into heaven. The devil is a lie. You married, you got a side piece, you and your partner is going to hell. Huh? Just because you come to church and then you've been in church all your life. You're sneaking and creeping on your spouse. Yeah, die if you want to. You're going to be surprised. Because God said in his word that no adulterer, fornicator, Jerome, check us out real quick. Yeah, towards the street. Okay. Yeah, well, let me go on. He said, no adulterer, no fornicator, no liar. And the list goes on. Will tell you if you practice these things, you will not enter to his kingdom. Amen. Now you can sneak and creep with your side piece all you want to. Thank you, Slick. You said, you'll never get caught. My spouse is naive. My spouse is dumb and stupid. But the thing about it is that you caught already. And don't even know.
Come on now.
Here, as we look at the text, the choice is yours to be saved or damned.
Come on now.
Just like Adam and Eve. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 8 through 9, is the habitation of the unfallen, the fallen man. Verse 8 says, the Lord God planted a garden in eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed from the dust of the earth. And let me tell you something. The reason why we act so dirty is because we came from dust.
Come on now.
We came from the dust of the earth. And not only that, but we find that from the ground God made man, the Lord God, he says that he grow every tree that is planted that's good for the sight and good for food. Amen. That's in verse 9. And watch this, he says, the tree of life also was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil was in the garden. So out of all of the trees that God have put in the garden, he made sure that we take note of the fact that the tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And verse 15, and the Lord God made man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Man, you brothers, you have a great responsibility. Your first obligation at home is to take care of your home.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Your responsibility, amen. If you have any place to stay, God means for you to take care of it. Amen.
Amen.
And let me tell you something, amen. It behooves you young people. I wish we had more young people in here today. Amen. I wish we had some more young men here today. Because young men need to know, amen, that they have a responsibility to take care of home first. Amen. Your responsibility, amen, is to take care of your home. Clean it up. Amen. Keep the outside of your house clean.
Come on now.
Keep the inside of your house what? Clean. Amen. When you're looking for a good man, amen, make sure you check him out.
I know that's right.
And see what kind of environment he live in.
Well.
Y'all better listen to me.
Okay.
Amen. You don't want an old nasty, dirty man.
Well.
That you have to clean up behind all the time. Huh? I know I'm trying to help somebody.
All right.
They feel like, you know, that's beneath them. They need somebody else to come in and clean up behind them like they're little children. But let me tell you something, brothers, it's our responsibility.
All right.
Amen. To clean up our home.
Amen. Amen.
You shouldn't be allergic, amen, to dishwater.
Come on,
you shouldn't be allergic to them. A sweeping broom.
A
vacuum cleaner. You should be allergic, amen, to clean a toilet, amen, that you sit down on.
Yeah.
Ain't that right? And anything, amen, that's around your house need to be clean, amen, that you ought to be willing to clean it yourself. But watch this, amen. As we go on in scripture, we find that God told Adam to dress the garden and to keep it. Amen?
Oh, yeah.
And Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree in the garden thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Yeah.
All these trees in the garden, any kind of tree that you can think of that have fruit was there. The tree of life. Only thing he had to do was to eat from the tree of life. And continue to live. Him and his wife. Only thing they had to do was eat. And they and even their descendants will continue to live.
Right.
Amen. Amen. If the world would came overpopulated, Brother Brown, he would have created another world and put some of us on it.
All right.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy, Lord.
He said, the day that you eat it, you shall surely
die.
Die.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy.
Amen. Listen, the Lord Jehovah is also the distinctive name of deity, as in the covenant with Israel. In Exodus 19:3, chapter 20, verse 1-2, and Jeremiah 31:31-34, the Lord is translated from the Hebrew Jehovah Elohim, is the first of the compound name of deity, which means Jehovah God is the Lord God. The Lord God is used distinctively of the relations of deity to man. That's number one. Number two, as creator in Genesis chapter 1, verse 7 through 15. Number three, as morally in authority over man. It doesn't matter how much authority man may have in this world, God is the authority over him. Doesn't matter who become president or king, God is over them. They may not acknowledge God, they may not reverence God, but God is over everybody.
Oh, yes.
As creator and governing the earthly relationship of man. And Genesis 2 and 18 through 14. As a redeemer of man, God is our redeemer. He paid the full price for our sin debt. Without the shedding of blood, there could be no remission of sin. Christ paid the sin debt.
Amen.
For us. And in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, the Lord God said, "It is not good that man shall be alone. I will make him a help." I will make him. So there should have been a punctuation mark there. Because the reason why God made Eve for Adam was to be his help. Amen. Isn't it strange how the devil got that in some women's mind that man is here to help you?
Well, now.
Amen.
Isn't it strange that some women, I'm not saying all women, but some women feel like, you know, only thing they have to do is dress up, look pretty, you know, and man's, and they call themselves the queen of man, and yet they're too good to do anything. They're too good to work. They're too good to clean up the house. Man, let me tell you something. Young man, let me tell you something. If you find a woman like that, that they think that they could be your queen, and you're supposed to just serve them, run. Are y'all listening? You better do like Forrest Gump. Mother told him, run. Amen. You don't need a woman like that. Huh? Because God put a woman here to be your helpmate.
Amen.
And if a woman's too lazy to clean up behind herself, to help clean up the house, to help with the children, she's your help. Amen. Now, it don't sound good to some of y'all. Y'all can hold your head down all you want to.
Come on.
You're not listening, but this is God's plan.
That's right. That's right.
God planned for man, amen. And his plan for woman is scriptural.
Amen.
Now, we've done a series of sermons on man's responsibility.
Amen.
Amen. And then woman's responsibility. The husband's responsibility to the family and the woman's responsibility to the husband and family. Amen.
Amen.
But for some reason, you know, some of us just not getting it. And mothers and fathers, you are to teach your children and show them through precept and example how they are to live at home. Amen. You're to teach your children that, Father, that you can wash dishes, that you can sweep floors. Amen. You can help clean up the house. And your wife should do the same thing. There's nothing worse than a lazy man than a lazy wife.
What?
I ain't biting my tongue. I didn't study.
Amen.
Amen. He says, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make him a help. And then it says, meet for him. Amen. Wherever man need you to meet him as a wife, you ought to be there for him. That's where the meat come in at. Huh? That's where the meat come in at. Amen. If you don't want to be a man's helper, you ought not to get married.
All right.
If you get married for any other reason than loving that man and being there to help and to help him out in the relationship, then you shouldn't get married. Because all this so-called beauty you think you have.
Come on now. It costs.
Huh? Oh, come on now. You're messing now. Amen. You're messing. And that's right. All that weave that you have to buy all the time. All this makeup that you have to buy all the time. All these workouts to keep that figure. So on the lady's going to wear out. Huh? Sooner or later, amen. All that looking good is going to wear out. Then what would you have? Huh? Now let me go on. Y'all say I'm messing. But I want you to know that you are there as a wife to help your husband. But if you end up with a husband that's lazy, trifling, sorry, won't work, that's nobody's fault but yours.
Amen.
Because God didn't tell you to marry somebody like that.
That's right.
Yeah. Even some women get caught up with the wrong man for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I want you to know there's some toxic people in this world. That's why Jesus said, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
Well, let me go.
Come on now.
Sounds right.
I know I'm right about it. Here, as we look at our text, he gave the man a helpmate for him. How did this happen? I'm glad you asked. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 and 22, that God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. There's no other creature fit for him. So God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And guess what he did? He took a rib out of Adam. Closed him back up, and from that rib, he made a woman. Amen.
All right.
With all of the crew equipment that Adam needed.
Amen.
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 He didn't make Steve.
Amen.
He made Eve.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And don't get it twisted. We need to teach this to our young men because the devil is busy.
Yes,
he has a lying spirit out there. Telling these young men that it's all right for you to be like a woman. You're a woman trapped in a man's body and all that old foolishness. God is not the author of confusion. Anybody that think that way is confused. Don't you dare allow some woman turn you to a trick, sisters.
All right.
Don't you dare allow a man, brothers, to turn you to a trick.
Yeah.
That's not of God.
Right.
Find anybody that like to try to come up on you, you ought to. It's time for you to lay down your religion. That's the only thing I got to say. This time you lay down your religion. Amen. Because I tell you what, that's a lying spirit. And a lying spirit will try to flip you. Are y'all listening? A lying spirit, amen, will try to get you. God's my witness. I ain't never seen a man that looked that good to me. Huh?
Right.
Little Richard was ugly. Prince was ugly. I ain't never seen a man that looked that good. Huh? Well, I'm hitting it kind of hard this morning. He brought Adam. He made Eve for Adam. And Adam, when he saw her, he said, she shall be called, whoa, man.
All right.
Whoa, whoa, man. Man, he was all excited when he saw her. Amen. Watch this. Everything was going just fine until the tempter came. The temptation of Eve, the implant doubt of the benevolence of God. He caused her to doubt in God's love, God's compassion, God's provision. All was well until Eve allowed herself to be entertained by the serpent. Sister, y'all better be careful when you get married. You better be careful who you allow to come and talk to you.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the devil knows how to put on a disguise.
Yes, he does.
And watch this. He won't come around you when your husband is around.
Well.
Oh no, he won't come around when your husband's around. He'll wait till your husband is gone to work. And you have no business allowing no man or woman come to your house when your husband is gone.
Amen.
Huh? You have no business letting nobody come in your house when your husband is not there. Amen. They got ulterior motives. A lot of them motives ain't no good.
Well.
Huh? Woo!
Yeah.
But that's what happened. Mm-hmm. As soon as Adam left, the serpent came.
Well.
Now watch this. The serpent and his Edenic form is not to be thought of as a withering, slithering serpent. This is the after effect of the curse. And Genesis chapter 3 and verse 14. The creature which lent itself to Satan may well have been the most beautiful as it was the most servile creature, less than man.
Well.
Traces of that beauty remains despite of the curse. Satan first appeared as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11 and 14. You know, Satan, when he first came to the serpent, he came as an angel of light.
Well.
And he even deceived the serpent.
See.
And so much so that the serpent thought that he was really a good angel from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I want to use your body. That's the first demon possession.
Well, now.
Amen.
Amen.
Demons Amen. Can, which is spiritual, possess bodies.
Well,
animals as well as man. So don't you let nobody fool you to make you believe that demons are not real.
Amen.
Because they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Are y'all listening?
Amen.
Amen. How you think people get addicted?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How you think people get addicted and can't shake these addictions
all right.
they have?
Come on now.
Oh, come on, man. You ought to try this.
Just one hit, quit.
Just one hit, you could quit. The devil is a lie.
The devil is a lie.
Huh? Boy, I tell you. Boy, that stuff that they smoking now is a bad booger. Huh? That crack is some bad stuff. You know, some misery love company. And a lot of people that's on that stuff, they want you to get hooked in order for you to help them to get some.
Right.
Huh? As long as you don't smoke it, amen, you don't want none. You won't help nobody else get none.
Right.
But if you smoke it, amen, you get addicted to it, then you got a hustle.
All right.
Amen. Both of y'all go out there and hustle together.
Right.
You can steal, rob, steal, kill to get it.
All
right. You even steal from your mama.
Yeah. Well,
what y'all say, amen?
Amen.
There's some people that's on this stuff you can't trust.
Amen.
To be in your home.
Amen.
There's some people you better not let in your home if you know that they're on this stuff.
Amen.
Because they'll steal you.
Oh, yeah.
They'll steal from you. Amen.
Amen.
They steal from their own mama, own daddy. They will steal from you.
Oh, yes.
But that's some terrible stuff. Huh?
Amen.
Amen. It's bad enough smoking weed. Huh?
Yeah.
It's bad enough smoking weed. Ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed. Well, it's unlawful here in Texas.
Well.
Amen. Must be something wrong with it. There must be something wrong with it if they can throw you in jail behind it.
All right.
Amen. Must be something wrong with it. Got you so lazy you can't keep a job. Don't want to work. Something got to be wrong with it. Oh man, y'all sure is quiet, huh? No, something must be wrong up in here.
Say it, say it.
But it's the truth.
Tell the truth.
The devil, amen, it's his objective to make a slave out of you.
Well.
He want to pimp you.
Oh, yeah.
Like a pimp.
Well.
Amen. Yeah. Well, I'm almost through.
I'm
just shaking the tree a little bit.
Okay.
Just shaking the tree, just a little bit. Adam was not deceived according to the Bible. He was not deceived. But it was the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Why are you picking on the woman? Well, look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. You see that that's what the Bible says. Amen.
Amen.
Adam was not deceived. Adam was a typical man. Out there in the garden working, doing what he's supposed to do. Come home, didn't have no idea that the serpent was sneaking and creeping.
Well.
Have no idea that the serpent had beguiled his wife.
Well.
Have no idea.
None whatsoever.
What the serpent had done.
Mm.
The only thing he know, he's hungry.
Yeah.
Anytime a man's hungry, the only thing a woman had to do is put something in front of him.
Know it.
Put some food in front of him. He can be hungry. Just take it and eat it.
Right.
Amen. He wasn't tempted by the devil.
Right.
A typical man. Just allowed the woman to give him something to eat. He just went on eating.
Right.
By that time, it was too late.
Amen.
It's too late.
Uh-uh.
The dirty deed has been done.
Well.
And then we always trying to justify what he done. No, you can't justify wrong.
All right.
That's all there is to it.
That's right.
Can't justify wrong. He should have been paying attention to what he was eating. God told him specifically, you eat anything from out of the garden except from that tree. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. He said, the day that you eat from it, you will surely die.
Amen.
Satan comes along, he tells a woman, as a woman, have God told you that you can't eat from all the trees in the garden? So we can eat from the trees of the garden. But from the tree of knowledge, it's in the midst of the garden. He said, we cannot eat it, neither touch it, lest we should die.
Well.
See, she added on to what God said. God didn't tell her not to even touch it. He said, don't eat it. He said, if you touch it, you shall die. He said, the day that you eat from it, you will surely die. Amen. It's sad, amen,
on,
how some people
Bishop,
will
come out,
blame, say that God says something and God didn't say it.
Come on now.
But God is a merciful God. He's a merciful God. Notice what verse 15 says in 1 Timothy chapter 4. He says, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing. So that there's still hope for woman.
Well.
In spite of being us, you being born in sin and shaped in iniquity as a woman, there's still hope for you.
Yep.
There's still hope for your children.
Yes, yes.
You ought to be shouting by now.
Right.
See, because sin has condemned us. The wages of sin is death.
Well.
Sin says that we deserve to go to hell. But God is so merciful, so loving, that he made a way out of no way for you, for your children, to be saved. Amen. If they continue what? In the faith and charity and holiness and sobriety. So now if you continue to be sober-minded, they'll be walking around here being drunk and high. If you have faith in the word of God and live according to God's word, he said if you have charity, love for God, love for your fellow man, love for Jesus, the Bible says thou shall be saved.
Amen.
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 See, the devil, he thought he had us all.
Oh, yeah.
But look what Jesus done for us. Jesus made a way out of no way. Amen. The mess that Adam and Eve put us in, God delivered us and set us free from it, but it's conditional.
Right.
It's conditional. Ezekiel 18 and 2 and 4 reminds us the word of the Lord said, what mean ye of this proverb? The children's teeth that don't set on edge. Huh? Your fathers, your mothers have sinned, have fallen, and your teeth is set on edge. Say, what mean you of this proverb? What do you mean by that? Say, there's going to come a day that he that have sinned will pay for his sins.
Well,
amen. But later on, he said that they that do good will be saved.
Thank you, Lord.
Otherwise, what is it? Just because my father was a low life, was ungodly, disrespectful to God, not believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, that don't mean that I have to be like my daddy.
You ever heard this, that saying, like father, like?
Yes.
Huh? Have you ever heard somebody say that she's just like her mom? Huh? He's just like his daddy. Daddy ain't no good, he's sorry rascal. Have y'all heard that?
Yes,
they said the same thing about some of their mama. Your mama, she ain't no good. You just like your mama, you ain't no good. But that don't have to be like that. Amen?
Amen.
You don't have to be like your mama and your daddy when they doing wrong.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I made up my mind as a child, raised up in North Dallas Projects, West Dallas Projects, on Hall Street in the hood. Amen. I made up my mind as a little child I wasn't going to be like my dad.
Amen.
I made up my mind that I wasn't going to follow behind his footsteps. I made up my mind if I had a wife, I was going to stay with my wife. As long as she worked with me, as long as she helped me, and we work and raising our children right, I made up my mind I wasn't going to abandon my children when the goings got rough.
Well,
amen. There's some fellas as soon as they run into some hard spots, they want to run off.
Yeah.
They want to jet. Amen. They don't want to face the responsibilities of a father and a husband. I made my mind I wasn't going to do that. I don't want nobody to ask my children, where is your daddy? I love my children. I made my mind I was going to stay there with them all the way.
Amen.
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 And I told them, if you ever leave home and you need to come back, you always have a place to stay.
Amen.
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 Amen. God is good, ain't he? Now I thank God I didn't turn out like my daddy. When they sang that song, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. I thought he was talking about my daddy. Because he wasn't around us. He wasn't around me. I made sure that I want my children to experience what I experienced.
Amen.
As a child. Thank you, Jesus. That's what that proverb meant. Like father, like son. If daddy go to hell, you're going to hell too. The devil is a lie. Don't have to be like that.
Amen.
The choice is yours.
Uh-huh.
Watch, look at this. Here's something else that you need to consider. It tells us right in God's word in Psalms 1. In Psalms 1.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to read that when you get a chance.
Okay.
Psalms 1. It reminds us that. Let me turn to it. Can't think of it, Rick, but I'm going to turn to Psalms chapter 1. It'll kick in a minute. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Where?
Nor sitteth in the seats of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water. That brings forth its fruit in its season.
Yeah.
His leaf also shall not wither.
Come on.
But whatsoever he does shall prosper.
Amen.
But the ungodly is not so.
See?
But they shall be like the shaft that drives the way. The ungodly shall not stand in the congregation of the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The sinner should not stand in the congregation of righteous.
Well,
and this is what we're saying, that God is telling you, you have a choice.
Amen.
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 You can live as a godly person
uh-huh.
with God's help.
Well,
You can live a victorious life with God's help, or you can live like a sinner and be down. The choice is yours.
Amen.
And guess what? God loves you so much. He's not going to treat you like a puppet. He's not going to be pulling your strings. God will let you live any kind of way you want to live.
Yes, he will.
Amen. If you bend on going to hell, he'll let you go there. You say, I ain't no such thing as hell. Okay, you die. Die, you go find out. Amen. You've been coming to church all your life. You haven't repented. You're sneaking and creeping, doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing.
Right.
And God is looking and booking.
All right.
Amen. God is looking and booking.
Oh, yeah.
And when we stand before him in the day of judgment, as soon as you die, you're going to be judged. Y'all know that? As soon as you die, you're going to be judged. You got to go somewhere.
All right.
You're moving out this body. The real you, your soul and spirit, is going to come up out of this body. You're going somewhere. Huh?
Yeah, right.
Only what you do for Christ will last.
Amen.
To be asked for the body in Christ to be what? Prison with the Lord.
Yes.
I'm not worried about dying.
Amen.
Ain't scared.
Uh-huh.
Are you scared? Ain't scared of dying. Amen. But that don't mean I'll be a pushover either.
Amen.
I will stay here as long as God wants me to stay here.
Amen.
But I want you to know, amen, you have a choice.
Oh, yes.
You have a choice. You have a choice. It's your choice. Jesus Christ, I came that you may have life, that you may have it more abundantly. Amen. But remember what he said before that the thief come down to what?
Rob,
kill, steal, and destroy. But he said, I come that you may have life, that you may have it more what?
Abundance.
Amen. This is what it's all about. In Christ Jesus, you have abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let nobody fool you just because you're poor. A lot of people think the poor they are, the more that they're pleasing to God. Let me tell you something. God don't want you to be poor.
Right?
God don't want you struggling.
Amen.
God don't want you to live on barely get along streets by grumbling alley.
Well.
God don't want you to be living like that.
Yeah.
Don't nobody in their right mind want to live in poverty.
Amen.
If you want to live in poverty, something is wrong with your mind. Huh?
Amen.
That's why you have a lot of people out there on the streets, homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Something is wrong with their mind.
Oh, yes.
Something is wrong with their heart.
That's right.
God didn't design you to live out there on the streets like an animal.
Mm-hmm.
God wants you to have an abundant life.
Oh, yes.
He said he does.
Mm-hmm.
I come that you may have life, that you may have it more what? Abundantly.
Yes.
Only thing you have to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Amen.
He said all these other things would be what? Added to you.
Sir.
If you seek God's kingdom first.
You got it with you.
If God tell you, if you start living the way that God tells you to live.
Amen.
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 If you're lazy, he said, go and consider the ant. If you're lazy, he said, go look at the ant. How the ant toils.
Oh, yeah.
Every day. You got ants that live in the same column.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
You got a working ant.
Mm-hmm.
Got a construction ant.
Uh-huh.
You got a scouting ant.
See.
Huh?
Yeah.
Right.
You got different ants for everything.
Oh, yeah.
Army ants. Always moving. Anytime that they come across a big object. And my son pointed this out to me yesterday. We're at our house, you know, we just got through cutting the yard and everything. And my grandson, he was out there trying to get him a pet ant. He caught one or two of them. He messed around, you know, and he was putting some mud or something in the bottle and scorched the ant and killed him. He said, he got away. Then he went and found another ant, put it in the bottle. And that didn't work out either. He said the ant just died for suffocation. And then while he was out there doing all that, he got ready to go. And they happened to look down in the driveway. And they saw all these ants was working together, picking up a large object. They thought it was maybe a piece of cake or another bug or something, but it was huge. And one ant could not pick it up by himself. It took a whole lot of ants to move this object, but they was working together. And I told Jerome, said, I seen it on television, but first time I ever seen it. I said, man, let me tell you something. Them ants are just like Mexicans.
Oh, yeah.
All right, they stick together.
Yeah, they stick together. That was a good analogy. Amen. That was not a put down.
Oh, okay.
That's a compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because some of us, we don't have, as black people, we don't have ant sense.
Yeah.
Amen. We won't team up. We won't pull together for nothing.
We like the crawfish and the crab. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
You're getting the gist of it. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how we are.
Hate to see
it. And the thing about it, God wants us to have abundant life. And sometimes in order for us to have abundant life, somebody got to reach down to help us up.
Amen.
Every once in a while, it takes more than one person to reach down and pick you up. Sometimes it takes three or four or five people to reach down and pick you up. And some of us walk around here all this pride. All this pride. Do you not know that pride comes before destruction? Huh? You can sing that song like Jan Brown, you want. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Just
all
open
right.
The door and get it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Sometimes you need somebody to do more than open the door.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes you need four or five people to reach down to pick you up.
All right.
And help you to get up on your feet.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Oh, I'm almost finished now. John 3. John 3, 2. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper.
Oh, yes.
And be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God wants you to prosper.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Physically, mentally, as well as spiritually.
Yeah, yeah.
But the choice is yours.
Well.
The Lord is not going to make you do nothing. But I want you to understand, in order for you to be able to overcome this world and receive what God has in store for you, the Bible says we must seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these other things will be added to us. That if you seek His kingdom first, and that
all right.
I know God will provide if you will obey His word. You don't have to be struggling and straining all your life.
Amen.
Ain't that right?
Amen.
God will make a way out of no way. But you have to be willing to allow Him to rule and reign in your life. I'm glad about it. Jesus Christ said, if you know how to give good to your own children,
being evil. How much more will the Heavenly Father give good things to them that ask Him? Don't ever be ashamed of asking the Father for anything, because He will provide for you and me. Won't He do it? Anybody here, cry at Him and find out for yourself that God is a way maker. He can make a way out of no way. God is our provider, and He will provide if you have faith in Him. Oh Lord, I'm so glad that all of this became possible through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. To Him we owe everything. To all to Jesus we owe. And we ought to be thankful for the Lord Jesus. Oh yeah. I'm glad that I have a choice. And you have a choice. Everybody have a choice. To be a witness for the Lord. Not only did He want us to be a witness by going out and telling men, women, boys, and girls about His saving grace, but we have to be able to tell them that He is a mighty good provider. Ain't He a good provider? Have He made a way for you? Have He opened up doors for you? Oh, yes, He has. You ought to tell somebody, if He was good to you, He'll be good to them also. Why? Because you don't have no respect for people. Is it all right? God don't have no respect for person. Some people think, well, He thinks more of her than He do me. That the devil is a lie. He loves all of us. And guess what? He don't care no more about these pastors that got these huge, humongous congregations than He do me.
Amen.
Because guess what? Anything that I really want, anything that I ever ask God for, He always gives it to me.
Amen.
And I'm not exaggerating.
I know that's right, Pastor.
Amen.
I know that's right.
When I wanted to get out of the project, out of the apartments, I asked God to give us a home. Amen. I wasn't choosy about the house.
Right.
We end up on Mahalia. Amen.
Well.
Bought a little house on Mahalia Drive. Uh-huh. Amen. I got tired of the way the little house was looking, on the outside and inside. And I asked God to bless us with a better home. Amen. I had a guy come and knock on my door one day. And said, we're in the neighborhood, and we can help you to get a loan to fix up your house.
Well.
I said, what? Say, yes, we are able to help you get a loan. Only thing that we need you to do is come down to the bank and apply for it.
Well.
Can we go to the first convenient bank?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah. No, Bank of America. Can we go to Bank of America? And they will talk to the people for me. I went down there and talked to them. And then I got all of the money that I need to remodel my home.
All right.
Amen. I mean, one day I just got up on the roof before I even did it. I went up on the roof. I started looking out on my yard. My neighbor looked at me like I was crazy. He said, "Preacher, what are you doing up there?" I'm visualizing how much I want to expand onto my house. He said, "You know what? I'm a visualizing what all I want to do to my house." I got down off the house. I started picking up bricks and sticks. Started marking things out. You know, how much feet I want to add to the house. Mm-hmm. Are y'all listening?
Yeah.
And it looked crazy to them.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't have no tape. I'm just walking it off. Uh-huh. I said, now over here I want my bedroom. I want it so big. Amen. I want at least 20 feet by 15 feet.
Whoa.
You know, I want a large walk-in closet.
See?
It's 25.
I wanted a bathroom connected
to my bath, to my Lord's bedroom. Amen. Then I turn around and say, I want a big, my wife, she wanted a big kitchen. And what I did, I ended up having a large kitchen along with a family room joined together. And with my fireplace.
Go ahead on.
In there.
See.
And I had all this visualized exactly how I wanted. And guess what? God provided. Amen. And my neighbor said, well, won't you make a true story? I don't want no house like yours. I said, I want it fixed the way I want it fixed. And we had the brick all around. Even had a patio out there in the back. Amen. Now, when we got tired of that one, amen, I let my wife and my daughter talk me out of it. So we had another home built. Amen. Brand new. You see what I'm saying? Don't ever limit yourself. God said, ask and you shall what?
Receive.
Seeking you shall find. Knocking what? The doors will be open. We had a brand new house built. Amen. Brand new house built.
Yes, yes.
Two-story house. When I came to myself, I said, Lord, this is too much house.
It got
older. I said, Lord, this is too much house. Going up and down these stairs, I'm not going to work too much longer.
See?
So God fixed it where something happened. Amen. I'm a job while I had to walk away from it. Amen. That's who we are and what we need. Amen. A flat. Amen. Don't have to walk up all those stairs anymore.
Well,
amen.
Amen.
And guess what? I talked to God about it. I said, God, I said, now look, I want a home. I'm not too particular about how it look on the outside. As long as it look good on the inside.
Well.
Because that's how I want my heart.
Oh yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Not too much concern about how I look on the outside now. But how I look on the inside with God.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And I wasn't trying to impress nobody. I wasn't trying to go get a brand new home built from the ground up. Amen. Only thing I want was a home that would be happy in. And God gave me another home. That's three homes. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. If God can give me three homes, amen, to call my own.
See?
God don't care about you having a home.
Amen.
He don't care about you having a place that you call your own. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay rent all your life.
Amen.
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 But you have to have faith in who?
Oh, in the Lord.
Have faith in the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding.
All right.
But in all your ways, what?
Acknowledge Him.
Acknowledge Him. And He will what?
Direct
your path.
He sure got a witness.
Won't He direct you?
Yes, He will.
Won't He direct you?
Yes, He will. Sure have it.
Amen. Sometimes you just have to wait on Him.
Amen.
It may seem as though that you're not prospering. It may seem as though that you're not going to get where you want to be. But trust in God.
Trust in Him. He is never late. Always on Him.
Sometimes you may think that you're a failure, but you haven't failed. You just have to wait on Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Take it. Be patient.
Wait on Him.
Yes, indeed.
Sometimes God got a better job for you.
You better know Him.
The only thing you have to do is wait on Him.
Oh, yes.
Wait on Him. Some of y'all got a good testimony.
Oh, yes, sir.
You can tell what God done for you.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God have delivered you, have set you free.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And you heard Him. You don't seem to understand. Yes, God got something better for you. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I got something better for you. Just rejoice in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm through.
Amen.
This may be your last time. This may be your last time. This may be your last time. It may be the last time. I don't know. This may be my last time. This may be my last time. This may be my last time. Maybe the last time. I don't know where to make.
last. You hear me praying, it may be the last time, I don't know. This may be my last time. This may be my last time. This may be my last time. Maybe the last time, I don't know. The Lord of the church is open. Maybe someone here today would like to come and join church today.
Amen.
This may be your last chance.